Yerushalmi pair corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Nun Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Amad Aleph, the first line, Rav Kadnochis. Rav Kadnochis Letamon Amar Anahu Ben Azai Dehacha Asa Chad Sav Shalei Shnei Harugim Ze Al Gav Ze Savu Rav Shehin Ofim Amalei Ein Ofin Amalei Lama Amalei Hatachtoin Mishim Tamun Ve'elyoin Mishim Tzaf. When Rav came to Bavli, he said, I'm like Ben Azai in Eretz Yisrael, means I can answer any questions posed to me. One elder came and asked him, well, what if there are two murdered corpses, one on top of another? Rav said that they are both given the laws of Igla Rufa, where a calf is brought by the elders of the closest city and its neck broken. The elder contended that neither are given these laws. He explained to Rav that the lower corpse is not given these laws because it's hidden. The upper corpse is because it's floating. And both these cases are exempted from these laws in Maseches Sota in Perek Igla Rufa. Katsalak Rahacha Aslegabe Rebi Amalei Yos Amalei Ki Yimsa V'loi Yimsu. When Rav came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Rebbe, who told him that the elder had spoken correctly, but for a different reason, and it's because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perkof Aleph Pasuk Aleph, if a slain person will be found, but not they will be found. The laws apply only if one corpse was found. Rav Yehuda bar Rebbe Amar, Hayasham Amasamayim, Al Kol Pnei Asode, Im Oike Es HaMachrisha, Misadze Venoisno Misadze, Eino Nidoin Kashura, Vim Lav Nidoin Kashura. Rav Yehuda bar Rebbe said that if there were rows of sheaves on either side of a stream, do they combine? If in order to plough on either side of the stream, the plough must be lifted over it, it's not viewed as one row. Kotza chetzi shura or bar lamacha eina nidun kashura, yoshev lechol, yoshev lishon, karaloi chaveroi. If he harvested half a row and came the next day, it's not viewed as one row. If he sat down to eat or to sleep or his friend called him, is it viewed as the same row? And this question remains unanswered. If he picked up a sheaf to take it to the city and he put it on top of another sheaf and forgot both of them, the low one is shichra and the upper one is not shichra. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shneiim eino shichra hatachton mipnei shehi mechusa ve'elyon mipnei shezochah boy. Rabbi Shimon says that neither is shichra, the lower because it's covered and the upper one because he's already acquired it. Rabbi Zeira Omer b'zeiches ha'elyon. Rabbi Zeira explains, since you remember the top one, the bottom one is not shichra. Asid Rabbi Zeira k'biyona, d'biyona omer b'zeiches ha'kashim. Now, Rav Zeira is like Rav Yonah that we had earlier in the 5th Perek in Halacha Vav, and the Mishnah there taught that if the pork covered the sheaves with straw, they're not Shechcha. Rav Yonah says it refers to when he remembered the straw and forgot the sheaf. If the sheaves are not laid out in rows and he forgot one of them, it's not Shechcha until he took all of the leaves, all of the sheaves around it and left that one. And we come to the next Mishnah. Shnei Amorim, Shechcha. Klosha ena shechra. The Mishnah says if two sheaves are shechra, but three sheaves are not shechra. Shnei siburi zeisim v'charuvim shechra v'shloisha ena shechra. Two bundles of olives or of carobs are shechra, and three are not shechra. Shnei hutzei pishtan shechra v'shloisha ena shechra. Two flax stalks are shechra, three are not shechra. Shnei galgorois peret v'shloisha ena peret. Two berries are peret, which is the gleaning of the grapes which go to the poor. Three are not peret. Two ears of corn are leket, three are not leket, and these rulings follow Beis Hillel. But concerning all of them, Beis Shammai says that three belong to the poor, four belong to the owner. And the Gemara says, Rebun Rebchia b'shem Reb Yochanan asan kamin gam. Rebun Rebchia, quoting Reb Yochanan, said that when the Mishnah taught that three sheaves are not shechcha, is that only when they are in a straight line, or even if they're in an L shape? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Lo yam el siburim ha zeisim loy. Ma ben hasiburim ma ben hazeisim ma ben hazeisim siburim. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah taught that three bundles of olives are not shichra. What's the difference whether or not they're in bundles? Gemar melacha zeisim ena gemar melacha. The answer is that for shichra to apply, the work must have been completed on the produce, but unless olives are bundles, their work is not complete. Amrav Hoshea. Hoshea said, I was once harvesting olives with Rabbi Chiya the Great, and he told me that any olive that you can reach out and take is not shechra, even if he'd already passed it by. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once he passed it by and forgot it, it's shechra. Rabbi Lezer, b'shem Rabbi Chiya Rabba, chatzi eshkol peret. Rabbi Lezer, quoting Rabbi Chiya Gadol, said that even half a cluster is peret. Tani Rav Chiya Chatzi Eshkol or Eshkol Sholem Peret. Rav Chiya taught in the Braitha, a full cluster or half a cluster is Peret. V'atani shnei gargurim peret. Doesn't the Mishnah teach two berries have a din of peret? V'ami v'koytze maniach tachas hagefen hayu asuyim kemin sinfin. V'ami said that the Mishnah refers to picking berries and placing small amounts under the vine. The Braita refers to picking clusters or parts of clusters. And this explanation is according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Menachem b'shem Rabbi Yonason b'hu shehei choytchan b'shaveh. Menachem quoting Rabbi Yonason said that when the Mishnah taught that three are not peret or leket, that applies when he cut all three at the same time. Amar Avun, taimayu de beis shamai legeli asam l'amona yiyeh. But Avun says that beis shamai's source that three are shicha and four are not shicha is a pasuk in Dram Chofdalad Perek Yotes. They shall be for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, which alludes to leaving three for these three needy people. Taimayu de beis Hillel, la'ani v'lageh tayza v'isam, beis Hillel's source that only two are shechra, but three are not shechra, is the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yotef Pasuk Yud, you shall leave them for the poor and the stranger, and only two are mentioned over here. Abba Mana, Shnei Mikra Echa Dalshu, Lagel Yosem Lamona, Yeh, Beishama Oimim La'anim, Beisil Oimim La'balabai. So Mana disagrees, he says, no, they both expounded the same pasuk, and that's in Dvarim Chofdalad Pasuk Yotef. They shall be for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. Beishamai say that it's alluding to leaving three for these three needy people. Whereas Beis Hillel say that they shall be means that this quantity, which is three, shall remain the property of the landowner.